Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Texas Toast is his name. Adventure is his game.
He goes everywhere.
He's got a dog named Jesus. A talking dog named Jesus.
They go everywhere.
Texas Toast and his talking dog Jesus.
Last week on the incredible adventures of Texas Toast and his talking dog Jesus. Trapped by death, surrounded by a coffin, with only a pocket knife and a talking dog to presumably not protect himself because he's already deceased, will Texas continue to defy expectations by remaining dead, or will he pluck the daisies he had been pushing up and laugh at the doornail with whom he previously shared characteristics? Find out on this week's exciting episode of
Texas Toast and his talking dog Jesus.
It is 3 days after the death of Texas Toast. His heretofore compatriot Jesus is walking towards our fallen hero's tomb, prepared to pay respects once again. Suddenly, he notices the stone has been rolled away from the tomb.
Texas, are you in there? Hello? I wonder what they could have done with his body.
Scoot, my son.
As Jesus turns around, the resurrected Toast appears.
Texas, is that you?
Shit, I got the worst case of morning wood. Talk about a resurrection.
It is you, Texas. You're alive. But how?
Well, it was just like everyone says it is. There was a big bright light, and I started wondering, do you have to squint to get into heaven? And if that's true, then maybe every Chinese person goes to heaven. And if that's true, then understand why all dogs go to heaven. So the Chinamen will have something to eat. Racism.
Then what happened?
Well, then I saw Jesus.
I don't remember that.
No, not you, Jesus. Jesus Christ, Son of God, who died on the cross for our sins, Jesus.
Oh, that one.
And he spoke to me.
Welcome to heaven, Texas, and thank you for fighting for freedom, liberty, and the American way. Just between you and me, I love America the best.
I had my suspicions.
And I don't like the French or Muslims, for they are freedom haters.
What about the Jews?
You know, I'm not supposed to say this, because I was a Jew and all, but they were the ones who killed me. I tend to hold a grudge, Texas. It's something I'm working on. I mean, Eve ate the apple 6,000 years ago. You'd think I'd let you guys back into Eden by now, but you know, that's beside the point. Texas, I want to tell you a secret.
Well, tell on, Jesus.
Did he tell you the secret of life?
No, it was more important than that. He told me about the secret sauce. It's Thousand Island dressing.
Yes, Thousand Island dressing. It's so tangy.
Well, heaven was great, but after 3 days of sucking down Budweiser's and sucking on titties, I started to get bored. I started to miss our incredible adventures and my trusty pocket knife. But most of all, I started to miss you, Jesus.
That's so beautiful.
So I went up to old JC and I said, hey, Jesus, I'm not even going to acknowledge that. I said, hey, Jesus, Jesus, quiet down and let me tell my story. So I said, hey, Christ child, can I go back to Earth for a while and have some more incredible adventures? And do you know what he said?
I don't know what he said.
Well, he said no. So I snuck out.
Hey, what's that noise?
Suddenly, out of the sky appears a space pod.
That space pod looks strangely familiar.
The space pod lands softly. The doors open and out steps French Toast.
Okay. French Toast.
And the Kraldor's brother, the Kramdor.
Oh, Doodle! I just got back!
Suddenly, from another direction altogether appears Jesus Christ.
It's foolish to run from me, Texas. I'm omnipresent.
Trapped in the Closet is a song by R. Kelly. With only a pocket knife and a talking dog to protect himself, will Texas survive a battle with the Kramdor? Or will Jesus get to him first? Find out on next week's exciting episode of...
Texas Toast and his talking dog, Jesus.